I still have the same pang in my heart when I turn on my phone after an hour of class and see that my husband hasn't called, so I decide to call him myself. As it rings, I feel my blood pressure rise, my heart race, adrenaline pump through my amygdala. I desperately need to know, "Darling, did you tell me you loved me last night?" He picks up. We chat for a few minutes. Casually, I tell him about my last class. Then I take the plunge. I bring up his declaration. My husband doesn't know what I'm talking about. I explain. I flirt with humiliation and then finally say it outright. "Didn't you tell me you loved me last night?" The response is cutting and definitive. "No." I so needed him to remember. I so needed it to be true. The problem is that I often hear my husband tell me he loves me. It happened last month, too. I asked him if he remembered the conversation we'd had in the bathroom that morning. Since he didn't know what I was referring to, I was forced to spell it out. "Did you tell me you loved me?" as I was finishing putting on my makeup. My husband answered, astonished and embarrassed, "No, I never said that." My besotted brain must have mixed up "let's go" and "love you." There are periods when I hear him tell me he loves me several times a day. Now this morning's yellow joy appears to me in its true form. It's not the yellow of the natural light of day. It's not the yellow of the sun and photosynthesis. It's the artificial light of an electric lamp. It's the yellow of lies, of adultery and hypocrisy. How could I have let myself be so foolishly blinded? I take out the notebook that I remembered to bring with me. I was floating on a cloud this morning, but I must have already anticipated just how precarious my happiness was, now that I'm so used to sudden changes in the romantic weather of my relationship. A line with my ballpoint pen, and immediately I know what I have to do. I reread the text that I've left unanswered for 2 days, then write, "Yes, I'll be there, 5:30. Then I take out my second notebook, the green one, the one that's not filled with solutions to survive the harm my husband inflicts on me, but with advice and inspirational phrases about love. Stay mysterious, give him space, play hard to get. The lists and quotes I've underlined in red give me the necessary courage to go to this meeting. My lipstick, a cherry color from a luxury brand I chose for its name, Soulmate, and my heels that click unabashedly against the ground give me a new confidence as I leave school. On my way out, I remember with a wince that the day I met my husband was a Thursday. I wish I'd met him on a Monday, my favorite day, or a Friday, my lucky day, because meeting on a Thursday immediately subjected us to that ambiguous color. I met my son, and that day will forever be a happy memory. At the same time, yellow carried with it from the very beginning the warning of a potential betrayal.